Sybil.
The happiest of hump days, gentlemen.
Yes, and I kind of worked that beat for you just a little bit there. Oh, she's in the building.
In the structure.
In the structure. In the funny chair. From the L.A. Clippers, Chris Paul.
Broadcasting live from the house that Kathy Hughes built, it's your boy, Chris Paul. What's up, family?
Chris PZ.
Good morning, CP.
What's up? How you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like Kanye with a new hairdo.
Everything's
all white.
Good crazy feeling, man. I'm looking at my girl, Sybil. She's looking so purty this morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And you know what the deal is, don't you, Chris Paul?
What's that?
It's an Eric Benet day. Eric dropping by.
Is that how it works? They get all gussied up for Eric Benet?
Gussied.
You know, I was a little delusional at first. I thought she might have been coming in trying to look good for me.
For you. Yeah. It's all for you, Skip.
Yeah, right. Right.
As the song goes, yes.
Sybil's always had an affection for Eric Benet.
Yeah,
she's ready to settle down, give him her Netflix password and everything.
That's serious.
Love.
That's love, Chris.
Yeah. Now, Eric, was he at the White House Christmas
yes.
party? Okay. See, y'all kind of spoke a little bit there.
I saw him from afar.
From afar. Yeah.
His adoring masses were surrounding him. You know, so it was sort of like MC Scott.
Yeah.
That would be Roland Martin.
Roland Martin.
Yeah, he was holding court the other night. Yeah.
Well, you get to see him from up close and personal today.
Thank you for the Christmas gift. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a good one right there for you. Man, Hump Day, you know, and it ain't the weekend, but we can see it from here. And Christmas right around the corner, too, isn't it?
No, Christmas is a week from Sunday.
Ooh, and I got to get to the store. Got to start doing something. Shop for something. I need some ideas from you. As to what to get.
Money always works for me. I'm just saying.
Got a big sale right now at the Dollar Tree.
Hello.
I'm there. Put me there.
Don't let the lines fool you. You get right in and out. Right in, no problem.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have Christmas shopping to do?
No, I don't know what's up with me. Usually I'm on top of my game. I get everything early, hide it around the house. But I'm just lazy this year. It's too much politics. You know, politics is really putting a sour taste in my Christmas season. You know, like somebody peed in my eggnog. You know what I'm saying?
Yum.
It's curdled. You know?
Yeah, man, it is where I'm at. But I did see a real good Christmas story yesterday, though.
What?
This little guy, little brother, little black kid, would always go into Best Buy and play the Wii game, the one they always have out on display.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he would go in every day for weeks at a time and just play it. Well, yesterday when he rolled in, Best Buy had packaged it up for him. And gave it to him.
They gave him the floor sample, too? That was nice.
That was pretty cool.
That was nice.
That was really nice.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I saw that video, but the video only shows up until the point where the whole staff is like, here, we got you this game. They didn't show when he tried to walk out of the store.
Please return. Yes.
It's our gift to you, my man.
Got you locked up.
Yeah,
okay.
We will do that. I was pretty shocked when I found out that Alan Thicke, Robin Thicke's dad, passed away.
Yeah,
age 69.
And as everybody said, 2016 has not been kind. We've had years where obviously a lot of celebrities and even friends of ours have died, but this year has been particularly difficult when you lose the range and the amount of talent that you have. But yesterday, just when you thought it was all over for the year, comes word that one of America's favorite TV dads, Alan Thicke, and father, real-life father to Robin Thicke, and 69 years old, died in the middle of playing hockey.
A hockey pickup game, right?
Yeah, he was a major hockey fan, and you know, he played on all of the Hollywood teams and what have you. And just a shame.
I understand.
It feels like we can't afford to lose any good white dudes these days.
I know.
He's won universally. You see the love coming down on Twitter for Robin Thicke. Alan Thicke, it's everybody.
Yeah.
Regardless of race, gender, age, everybody loves that dude.
You're
man.
Absolutely right.
Man, how do you feel about Kanye and Jim Brown and Ray Lewis going up to meet with Trump, representing us?
Bruh. First of all, Trump didn't even know it was Kanye with his hairdo. He thought he was talking to Cisco.
Shut up.
His first question, where's the rest of Drew Hill?
Where your thong at, man?
Can I get a little of that thong thong song?
Yeah. But
here's my whole theory on this. This is Trump is running a circus over there. Yeah. And he's running a circus that includes so many clowns, you don't notice that animals are being tortured in the background. You know, he's parading Kanye, yeah. Jim Brown, Ray Lewis. So on TV, we get to see black faces crossing that golden lobby, but you don't see them getting cabinet positions.
Nope.
This is the
whitest administration I saw in 20 years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's all a smokescreen. And I mean, in hell, between Ray Lewis and Ben Carson, did anybody get stabbed up there yesterday? Why not bring OJ in the house? Let's have a knife party.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me. Remember when Dennis Rodman went to meet with Kim Jong Un?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Kanye is Trump's. He's like, it's like Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong Un. Wow. That's exactly what it's like.
And Kanye was there. You know, he came to New York City just to interview for psychiatrists.
And so Donald Trump was his choice. That's who he chose to be his shrink.
Well, while he was there, I guess Donald got word that Kanye, you know, was in the vicinity, and so he and Kanye supposedly discussed multicultural issues.
So when you're making that list of people we lost this year, add Kanye, add Ray Lewis,
and
add the great Jim Brown.
Oh, my gosh, you got
Although,
it.
Don't tell Jim Brown I said it. Dude scares me, man. He scares me.
He still got that grip. Yeah, man. All due respect, Mr. Brown.
Well, man. But can a brother get some time with Trump?
Oh, yeah, I guess you can.
And just think, you know, you're a prominent black leader in the community and whatnot. You haven't been invited to sit down with Donald or whatnot?
I think I would be good if I were that person.
Yeah. Has he talked to Tavish yet?
Another shot from the bow.
He better. It's going
to
be four more years of bitterness.
But
give him his propers.
I think Chris is absolutely right. When you see all of this other stuff, this circus, the charade and cast of characters and everything in front of you, what's really going on in the background? What is really happening? And we keep saying, you know, we report all these comings and goings, but as he's made his, you know, he's making, having pictures made with Kanye, just after having, appointed or at least nominated a man to be Secretary of State who has no government experience whatsoever, has been made a friend of Russia, one of the highest accolades that Russia gives besides execution. And then you've got, you know, other people who are not friends of the interior of the parklands and of this country, the congressman who was appointed yesterday. Then you got the former governor of Texas who was going to eliminate the energy department if he could have remembered it, being nominated to head the energy department. It just all of these things that are going on, and we got to stay woke.
All that stuff you just mentioned, Sybil, and everyone's leading off with Kanye walking through the lobby.
Yes, man.
See that?
Right. So I guess when some black faces are shown meeting with Trump, is that supposed to appease us as African Americans?
Well, and that's what Jim Brown said. He heard about the love that Donald Trump has for the African American black people. Dude, no. It reminded me a lot of, you know, they were talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina the other day, and they were showing Kanye on the telethon that George Bush doesn't care about black people, and I fully expected, you know, that same thing to come out about Donald Trump because he has not shown it.
Yeah, because Yeezy said if he would have voted, he would have voted for Trump.
He's also under psychiatric help,
right?
Care.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's married to a Kardashian.
Right.
That's two strikes against him right there.
Right.
Now the third.
Skip, you're a horrible defense attorney.
The man, TJ Top Joyner, is enjoying his Christmas vacation. We're humping our way through the week. This is Get Well Wednesday. My man Chris Paul in the funny chair. Coming up, Eric Benet, Fences actor, Javon Adepaul, and our Get Well Wednesday doc talks about diseases that are detected by visiting the dentist. All that and more on the TJMS. Check your time. It's 11 past the hour.